On a western bay, and it serves 100 ships a day. Lonely sailors pass the time away and talk about
all right.
And there's a girl.
Thank you. Thank you, guys. Thank you. Appreciate it. Studio audience assembled for us. Hey, everybody. Good to see you. Appreciate that. Up top of the hour, time to whip out my conch and blow it. Thank you. Thank you.
The audience is getting bigger.
So is my conch. Unfortunately, folks, I'm sorry I don't have my conch here with me, but since we're broadcasting in the Minion Mayhem studio at Universal Orlando, thank you. Instead of the conch, we'll be ushering in the weekend with the Despicable Me blaster. So, folks, please join me as we usher in the weekend live from Universal Orlando for Skull Island, Reign of Kong, with my blaster. It's a weekend, everybody. Thank you. Thank you. All right. Thank you. You're good people. Thank you. Minions?
Uh-oh. Somebody found the sound effect.
Just wait till we legally get high. Did you guys know that we can do that here?
What?
I didn't know that.
Thought we had to
wait
till
November.
You didn't know that we could legally get high?
What do you mean?
Do you want to?
We can get high here.
Legally. Right now, I do a couple of things and all of a sudden we're high.
What happens?
Okay,
yeah, you good.
I just need to know that you're interested.
Yeah.
All right. Okay. All right. Hold on one second.
See, Bob is teaching me.
All right.
I'm gonna do this right here. Hold on. Okay.
All right. Okay. Yeah. All right. I'm a little high. Yeah. Can you guys tell?
Yeah, you sound
just a little.
Just a tad bit high. Yeah. You want to be high?
Oh, can I get high?
You can get a little high with me.
All right.
Mm-hmm. Wait a minute now. Oh, snap. I'm getting high up in here. Kevin's high.
Oh, man. I'm crazy high.
That dude is straight up high.
Oh, man. You killing me.
Nikki, you want to be high like us? Come on.
I don't think you guys want to hear me high.
Yeah. No.
Come on, get high.
See, it's perfectly legal.
Yeah.
Right here in Florida.
Oh, man, it feels so good.
Man, we high in the moon.
Yeah.
Spark it up.
Okay. I want to stay high.
Me too, man.
What?
I don't ever want to come down.
No.
I'm scared to talk because I don't want to hear this.
You just got to be careful because sometimes you try to get high and you get low.
What?
Low.
How low?
We don't want to get low.
How low can you go?
Oh,
how low can you go?
How
low can you go?
How low can you go?
I don't want to. Oh, man.
Uh-oh.
This is trippy, dog.
Oh, man.
I don't feel like myself.
Me either, man. I feel like a little bit low.
Nikki, how you feeling?
I'm so low.
Oh, yeah.
You better stay out the ladies' room or we're going to have some problems, Target store.
Better get it together.
What? I
All right, that's the best, isn't it?
I can't talk on that.
That was awesome. See, the delay was weird, but it's awesome.
They recommend always that you take off your headphones if you can do that, but then we can't hear what we sound like.
Oh, that happens.
And that takes away the joy of it for me.
Man.
I know, right?
I don't know if I like the high or the low, but
I don't either. That's why whenever I get high here, I like to get low, too.
Like chipmunk?
I've never done that before.
Yeah, that's and the sound effect is called Evil Drew, which has been in place since, like, 1998. Like, every time I come here, whether it's been a year, 5 years, whatever, it's always labeled as Evil Drew on the Eventide Production Ultra Harmonizer, which warms my heart. Let's get to your big three at three of the day. We are broadcasting live from Universal Orlando. We are going to have SBK and Nikki ride the Skull Island Reign of Kong before the end of the show today. There's a TV crew, I guess, going on the ride at about 4:30.
Oh.
So we're going to send you guys with the TV crew to the front of the line.
You know, we'll see if we go at 4, we're going to have to walk.
He doesn't want to walk.
Yeah, no, I don't want you guys to walk.
No, but I think the bus. The guy had a van.
Oh, well, what time do you need to take the van?
I don't know.
Find out what time the van's
going. Find out if he can get the van.
Yeah, because you guys don't want to be walking.
Can I go find him without my shoes on? Because I took my shoes
off. Yeah, do what you want to do. We break all the rules. We already
get low.
I wish I could talk like that all the time.
I know, man. Those voice effects are so great. 727-579-1025 and 800-771-1025 is our number. We'll get to your big three at three in a moment. But first, we'll talk to Joe. Joe, what's happening? Welcome to Drew Garabo Live. We're at Universal Orlando for a broadcast promoting Skull Island Reign of Kong. What's up, dude?
Hey, brother. How you doing, man? Great to hear you.
I like the very WWE beginning for his own. Okay, go ahead, brother. Sorry.
Hey, I just want to let you know, I used to own a nightclub outside of Philadelphia back in the 80s, and Biz Markie and Jazzy Jeff and Will Smith, they all used to rap at my club, and pretty much they were like nobodies. I remember hiring Biz Markie for $100 to come and rap three songs, and it was just great to hear him. And, I think it was just a blast hearing him that he was still doing okay, you know.
Well, yeah, man, what a legend, and he seems like such a nice guy. And man, I'll tell you what, getting him to rap for $100, that's quite a steal. And I don't think you had Will Smith rapping for you. I think you had the Fresh Prince rapping for you, because he certainly did not become Will Smith until later on in his career when he was already established.
You're right. It was Fresh Prince, and he actually even went under DJ. DJ Ice there for a little while when he was with Jeff. Jeff is still a good friend of mine. We still keep in contact.
DJ Ice.
Obviously not Will, but Jeff and I still keep in contact once in a while. But
how often do you think, and I hate to freestyle here for a moment, but how often do you think Jazzy Jeff calls Will Smith? Like, because they grew up together. They were really tight.
They're still tight.
Are they still like, but are they tight, tight, you think?
They are, because remember, Will Smith was talking about doing a tour again.
Yeah.
Jazzy Jeff was on, he's still, you know.
So they're like, you think they're texting buddies?
Yes. I bet Jazzy Jeff calls Will Smith every single day, and Will Smith answers once every 6 months.
I bet they talk all the time.
Because you would think Will would have to stay a little grounded, right?
You got to think, when Will went on to do The Fresh Prince of Bel-Air.
Yeah.
He brought his buddy on the show to be a character. He was one of the best parts of the show.
Oh, I loved when Jazzy would come on that show.
Throwing out.
But Will's like big into the Scientology, and what if Jazzy isn't?
Sometimes you just don't talk to your friends about your religious beliefs.
The Scientologists are always talking, aren't they?
Yeah, not all the time.
Tom Cruise doesn't have any friends who aren't Scientologists.
Yeah, sometimes you just sit around, drink a beer, and talk about the good old days.
And Xenu. And talk about Xenu.
Well, you don't have to bring Xenu up every time we
always,
get together.
Always bring up Xenu. All right, well, thank you, man. Appreciate the call. Oh, yep. Yeah. Go ahead.
Hey, when you were talking about the original human beatbox, you remember K-Love? She was always called the original human beatbox.
K-Love, the human beatbox. No, I don't remember K-Love. I just remember Prince Markie D, the human beatbox, and Kool Rock Ski of the Fat Boys. That was really the first beatboxing that a lot of people became aware of.
The Bad Boys. Back in the day, it was just
Fat
and that's
boys.
One thing about your show. I love the
Skinny
way
boys.
Your commentary is, but when you get into the old
Thank
school,
you.
Man, I wish they had an old school station here in Tampa, because I sure miss like all the old school stuff, man. You bring it back.
Well, welcome, really welcome to the Back in the Day Cafe. Every lunchtime, we dust off your favorites, man. Well, thank you, man. I appreciate the call very much. Thanks for the kind words, and have yourself a great week. Oh, hey, can I ask you a question real quick?
Yeah, man.
Now, Jay Moore and his wife, Nikki Cox, are allegedly splitting up. So the Moore-Cox union is either going down the tubes, or if you believe some tabloids, they filed for divorce, but they're not quite ready to pull the plug. If you had to cast your vote for more Cox or no more Cox, what would you vote for?
I think that's a no-win answer.
Just like Hillary versus Donald Trump. Am I right? Thank you. Have yourself a great day, man. Appreciate that. Refused to answer. He had no party preference. Yeah.
Some people just aren't. They're just staying away from voting.
Yeah, I guess so. Just too busy listening to the Bad Boys and K-Love. But beatboxing into a $12,000 microphone, I think that is desecrating the microphone, actually.
Is it?
I don't know. I feel like I'm hitting it with too much of my spittle.
Can you beatbox high?
Can I beatbox high?
Beatboxing is like all peas.
Yeah. Well, you're popping everything that comes out of your mouth. Can I beatbox high? It's a great question. Hold on, Nikki. All right. Hold on. Let me go.
Higher and higher and... Okay. All right. Well, what was the question again?
Can you beatbox high?
Okay. All right. Hold on. Okay.
Oh, yeah.
Was that good? I couldn't listen to it.
No, it sounded good. Yeah, you can't have your headphones.
You know, it messes with my mind, man. Yeah. Hold on, hold on.
It actually sounds the same.
Yeah. It's
Dang.
Not that high.
Oh, it's all right. It doesn't affect the pitch when I spit into the microphone. A couple of phone calls, and we'll do our big three at three. Mike on line one, go ahead. What's happening? Welcome to Drew Garabo Live at Universal Orlando for Skull Island, Reign of Kong.
Please get heaven, Kevin High again. That was the funniest thing in my life.
Funniest thing in your life, sir.
In your life.
Funnier than Richard Pryor live on the Sunset Strip.
Come on, man. That's too late. Don't compare me.
I mean, that to me is one of the funniest things in my life. I had to go right to the funniest thing in my life if you were going to compare things.
I'm literally turning the corner, hardly able to look at the road because I was laughing so hard. It's just hysterical.
Oh, my son is very upset. He's texting me, why are you getting high without me, and low too, and then he gave me an angry face. Oh, man. Oh, my.
He's on probation.
Really pissed at me right now. Yes, thank you, sir. I appreciate that. Oh, man, I'm so sorry, Xander. Because he when we do the weekend shows here, this is the first time I've done, like, the real Drew Garabo Live here. Usually I'll come out here on a Saturday and pollute the weekend airwaves with my wacky getting high and low.
Oh, that's right. Yeah.
So my son will come in here with me, and today he had theater camp, so he couldn't do it. And I guess my mom and dad are irresponsibly letting him listen to this horrible radio show.
Can we call him and get him high on the phone?
Oh, my gosh.
Yeah.
We sure can. Do you want to text?
Yeah.
And he's got those theater skills now.
Should
we call his phone or your mom?
Let's call... Oh, boy. Let's call my mom. I'm going to give you a number, but it's a different number.
Oh, different?
A different number.
What?
Yes. She's got her cell phone, okay? Hold on.
Changing things.
Calling the burner.
Calling the burner. My mom's got a burner. There you go. Have him call that number, and then my son will be able to live. Oh, he said it's not okay. He's very
upset. It's okay.
Upset.
We're calling him.
He said it's not okay.
He doesn't know that we're calling him yet because of the delay.
I didn't know you and your son got high and low, man.
Yeah, man, and I feel like an irresponsible father for getting high without my son. And I'm really, really sorry, son, that I did not get high with you and that you're sitting there not high in the car with your Grammy and Grampy. Do you think it'd be inappropriate if he was high in front of his Grammy and Grampy?
I want to get high with him.
He's fun. He's not very happy about the fact that we were high without him.
Yeah, well, you know, he's in the car, right?
Yeah.
He's not driving. He's cool.
Yeah, so, okay, so it's cool
for back seat.
Right, like, you know, I'm sure it's going to get a little tedious being around Grammy and Grampy while you're high. Trust me on this one. I grew up that way. Sorry. But, hopefully we'll get them on. And
we could get high with your parents.
I don't know if my mom and dad are ready for that. Mom's got her 70-something birthday tomorrow.
This is a good way to test it out.
Yeah, of course. I got a card and flowers.
And flowers?
Yeah, so you guys said I should get flowers, so I got flowers.
Okay.
It's not every day your mom turns 70, whatever she is, years old. I mean, I know what it is. I just don't want to say it on the radio.
Oh.
Because
you got to be respectful.
Gary, on line three, while we wait for my son to get high with us. How are you, Gary? Welcome to Drew Garabo Live.
Hey, so you were at Universal Studios a couple years ago, and I don't know if you remember, but you were playing the Metallica Lullaby songs while getting low. You should make that a tradition every time you get to use the vocal harmonizer.
All right. Hey, look, I'll get some lullabies on. I don't care. We played Lullaby, the Rockabye Babies earlier this week, so that's a great suggestion. Thank you, sir. I appreciate that.
All right, thanks. Have a good day.
Oh, sorry. I forgot to play you off. There. Okay. All right. So my son, very upset with me right now as he drives through our listening audience, headed back from his theater camp. Let us talk to 13-year-old. He's a man by Jewish standards. Ladies and gentlemen, my son, Xander, very upset that he's not high with his dad right now. Son?
Why?
Why what?
Why are you getting high without me?
Well, you had camp, and I just figured you're with your Grammy and Grampy, so you wouldn't want to be high.
This is a special occasion.
For $550, I'm not pulling you out of any days of camp, son. Now, listen. Would you like to get high with us on the radio in front of your Grammy and Grampy?
Yes.
Are you ready to be high in front of your Grammy and Grampy? Let me tell you, from experience, they will bring you down.
Okay.
He's so angry. I don't think we should let him get high.
Nikki says you're angry, in case you can't hear, and that we shouldn't let you get high.
I say do it.
You need to stop being
mad. Shut up, Nikki.
Whoa. See, you're too mad to be high right now. Man. Like, I don't know. I got to side with Nikki on this one.
You bring it down the rail.
Like, shut up, Nikki.
Like,
wow.
Like, we're just here to have a good time. We're not yelling at people to shut up.
Why have him on the phone? Why do you ask about SBK and Seth every single day, but you don't ask how I am?
Uh-oh, that's what's happening.
I don't ask how SBA and SBK and Seth are every single day.
Wait a minute. We ask about you.
All right, so if you're ready to mellow out a little... All right, whatever. If you're ready to mellow out a little bit, then I think I can let you be high. If you promise you cannot, you know, bring us down.
All right.
Okay, all right. Well, let me push this.
Mm-hmm.
Let me push this right here. And let me push this.
Am I high yet?
Hold on. I'm trying to figure out why I can't hear anything at all. Harmonizer. All right. It's not that. And that right there. And that right there. Huh. That right there. No.
Not on. Oh, no.
Oh, man.
Do you want me to go get the engineer?
No, they're going to yell at me because I did something wrong. I don't want to be yelled at.
It's fine. What's his name again?
Bob. All right, son. I'm sorry. What just happened?
I don't know. Maybe not me.
What in the world just happened?
They can't hear me. Hey, son.
Stop looking at us.
Son, are you there right now?
I don't know if I'm high yet.
Oh, I hear you. You are high, dude.
You so high.
I'm high.
How's it feel being high in front of your grandparents?
I'm still gonna get high.
I'm still gonna get high though.
I couldn't understand you. Say that again.
I'm getting high.
I'm getting high.
You so high. Man, we know you high. You getting the munchies yet?
Yeah. I can't understand you.
I can't understand you either, man. I mean, I understood that.
Man, I just caught a Pikachu.
You caught a Pikachu?
A Pikachu.
You playing Pokemon Go?
I am a Pokemon.
SBK's a Pokemon. You still high, son?
Yeah, I'm still high.
Tell your Grammy, say, Grammy, I'm so high.
Grammy, I'm so high.
ask your Grammy if she wants to get high, too.
Wait, you want me to pass the phone?
Wait, you want me to pass the phone to her so she can get high?
Yeah, man. Pass that to my mom. Yeah. Get her high, too.
Well, pass.
All right. Pass that back.
Yellow.
Hey, mama.
Yellow.
Ah, Drew, your mama high. Man, my mama's so high.
Tell me about this high.
I can't believe it. I hope she's not driving.
Oh, no.
You ain't driving, are you, Mom?
Don't be driving, huh?
No, I'm flying.
Oh, man. Okay. Well, give the phone back to my son so I can get high with him again.
You'll say bye.
That was weird. Dude, what was that like, ma'am? Your Grammy got high right in front of you.
I don't even care.
All right, I'm going to let you go, but I'm glad we got to get high together. And if we're going to get high,
we're going to have to get a little bit low. Also,
man, we getting low. What up, Xander? Oh, that's a scary sound of voice you got there. All right.
Sound like Hoppy.
All right, well, take it light. Thanks for getting high and low with me, and I'll talk to you later, okay? I love you. Oh, man, that was scary.
And it's all like the devil.
No, thank you on that one. Thank you, son. It was great to hear from you.
All right, you too.
I figured there was getting all right, you two there. Thank you, though. Nice to hear from you. Love you.
All right,
I'll play you off with the fart gun. And thank you. All right, let's see here. Let's see, man. We should be back to normal now.
No, I'm still low.
You're making faces.
Yeah, you're freaking me out. I'm looking at the board going, it shouldn't be like that. That was weird. Hearing my mom, like, that made me really glad I've never done that.
I fell out of a chair.
Oh, man, I'm sorry.